Hey everybody, Tim Dwyer from South Australia, and thank you for watching my little videos. Just got back from a lovely time in Victoria. We had a great time. Corinne and I went, we took a bit of a break. We caught up with a lot of good people, but we took a bit of a break and it was wonderful. Anyway, we're back. And isn't it interesting how quickly things change? It's changing at 100 mile an hour these days. Here we are in this magnificent country that has been just disheveled by 50, 60 years of the two-party preferred system and their incorporated slavery that they run on us. We've got an election coming up supposedly sometime soon. So I just want to explain a couple little bits and bobs to you. And if somebody in the cartel wants to tell you you'll get cheaper electricity, they're lying to you. They can't provide it because their philosophy of green demands that your electricity gets dearer. It'll be four times dearer in the next 5 years than what it is today. And if you think it's hard to pay the power bill today, wow, watch out. And if you think they're going to improve the health or education system, look at their history. I listen to everything they say. But then I watch what they do and I judge them based on what they do, not what they say. This is the supreme law of the Commonwealth of Australia. This is it. This is the Constitution. This is the supreme law. Now, within our Constitution, the affirmations in the preamble, and it will be noticed that the preamble that this constitution contains no less than 8 separate and distinct affirmations or declarations. The agreement of the Australian people. Yes, we did all agree. At the various different state referendum conferences that were held, the Australian people of all the states agreed to unite, right? They agreed. Some people say they didn't, but they did. Their reliance on the blessings of Almighty God. That's an important part of it. The purpose of it was to unite all the colonies as one. The character of the union was indissoluble, means it cannot be dissolved. No matter what some person wants to do, no matter what Gough Whitlam said or what he did with his pen or Bob Hawke or John Howard or any of them, it is indissoluble. It is still there. The form of the union, which is a federal commonwealth, the dependence upon the union under the crown, and the government of the union under the constitution. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. But it is there. That is it. That's it. The Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act, an act to constitute the Commonwealth of Australia. Got it? That's the law. Period. Now, it can be amended, it can be changed, but it has to be done lawfully by the people of this country, not by some snoozer with a big ego. In the Constitution definitions, it's talking about the people. It talks about every word that it says in there, actually, but the definition of what's the people, and they're talking about where does the power lie. And somebody said it might lie in the state constitutions. Others says it's in the federal constitution. But these opinions approach near the truth, but does not reach it. For the truth is the supreme, absolute, and uncontrollable authority remains with the people. And that's what's written in there. Now, I want you to look at these words. The supreme, absolute, and uncontrollable authority remains with the people. That's you. That's you. I mention also that the practical recognition of this truth was reserved for the honour of this country, says the writer of the constitutions. I recollect no constitution founded on this principle, but we have witnessed the improvement and enjoy the happiness of seeing it carried into practice back in the day. Now all we have is sickness, death, and misery and debt. Thank you very much to the two-party preferred system and to the cartel that is driving all this. You see, all governments lie about everything. It's the nature of who they are. And you're programmed not to question anything and to hate those of us who do. Socialism, ideas so good that they have to be made mandatory. electric vehicles, taxing the crap out of petrol and diesel cars to mandate electric vehicles, mandate what you can and cannot say politically through hate speech laws, all this stuff. Our freedom to interact with government without a digital ID, our freedoms to educate our kids the way we want them educated. You know, if your words held no power, they wouldn't try and silence you. And here's Bob Hawke and Gough Whitlam down here. How's the new constitution going, Gough? Like a beauty, Bob, they won't even notice the changes because they were subtle and it was just done with a pen. And there's the Queen of Australia, the watery tart out of Lake Burley Griffin. And there's Bob Hawke burning the real constitution. And over here in the middle, we've got Liberal and Labor and the AEC. The Australian Electoral Commission are the enablers and the enforcers for these two criminal organisations. Pay attention. The Public Service Act of 1973 under the Statute Law Revision Act, omit means get rid of, the Commonwealth Public Service or employ, substitute, office or employment. What? Get rid of the Commonwealth Public Service. They did that. Yeah, they did, right? Omit the Commonwealth, last occurring, substitute Australia. So they got rid of the Commonwealth and just called it Australia. Omit of the Commonwealth Service. So no public servant out there is in actual fact a Commonwealth public servant. They are simply a servant of the corporation of Australia. Got nothing to do with you. You think the public servants work for you? They used to many years ago. Not since 1973, they haven't. The Statute Law Revision Act 1973, extracts from page 4, section 17, omit from paragraph P the word governed and insert administered. If your company is in administration, you have lost control of it. Look up the difference between governed and administered and under administration. You might start to realize what an absolute bloody mess we are in and why we have to come out from under this lot. Current details for ABM 15217882958. The Liberal Party of Australian Federal Secretariat. Hello, hello, hello. They're just a corporation. We've been telling you, we've been banging on about this forever. Here's the Labor Party. There we go. 49269815144. The Australian Labor Party. Corporation. Corporation. The legislative power of the Commonwealth. What's the legislative power? Well, that's the power you have to make and enforce laws. Laws. The power of the Commonwealth shall be vested in the Federal Parliament, which shall consist of the Queen, which is now the King, a Senate, a House of Representatives, and which in hereinafter is called the Parliament or the Parliament of the Commonwealth. Legislative power for the Parliament of the Commonwealth. There is no legislative power for the Parliament of Australia. Not the Parliament of Australia is wholly unknown within the Constitution. See this thing here? The rat and the chook? This is a corporation cartel designed to literally strip mine your wealth, strip mine your land, strip mine your house, your cars, everything. They will take it all. And it's been enabled by this bunch of criminals here, the Australian Electoral Commission. You see, again, here we have a look at this from the 1973 Act. Omit the definition of Jervis Bay Territory, omit Chief Electoral Officer for the Commonwealth, and insert Chief Australian Electoral Officer. Right? Got that? Same, same, same. It goes all the way down through there. I just put those three up there. But omit the Chief Electoral Officer for the Commonwealth and insert the Chief Australian Electoral Officer. You must understand, people, this was all done by the stroke of a pen by a egomaniac communist who is part of the Fabian Society, and it is gradualism. It's just to ease you into it. It's like cooking a frog, and we are cooked. All this information is available on ourtrueaustralia.com, and don't forget, go to the video section and watch all the prime ministers literally incriminate themselves by taking the wrong oath. We got them all there. You just line them up, go click, click, click. You'll watch them. It's under the videos tab. Not one political party has any connection to our constitution of 1900 UK. Every one of these corporates here are here to strip mine you of every possession you have and keep you enslaved. There is no freedom in here. There is no democracy in here. Democracy, as you thought you knew it, is dead. It does not exist in this country. This is the House of Illusion. This isn't the House of Parliament. This is just two different companies, left and right, Liberal, Labor, organizing between them how much they're going to bend you over and give you the Bo Hicka treatment. You do know what Bo Hicka is, don't you? Sure, you don't? Oh, well, okay, Bo Hicka. It's an acronym. Bend over, here it comes again, from either side. And they've been doing it for over 50, 60 years to the point where you just expect it now. You just expect it. Oh, and by the way, just as a side here, you do know that taxation, filling out your taxation form, is a voluntary act in this country. Tax is voluntary, particularly if you're self-employed, just saying. Because don't give it to these twats. They don't do any good with it whatsoever. Anyway, moving right along. When you do this at the upcoming supposed election, all you're doing is agreeing to the terms and conditions of the corporate cartel for the next 4 years. Firstly, your name's in all capitals. That's not you. That's a legal fiction. The natural man doesn't get to vote. And in our constitution, it says you must be over the age of 21, but you have to be part of the United Kingdom. You have to be part of the Commonwealth. You have to be within the Commonwealth. And what these people did is they got the Australian Citizenship Act and they put you on a citizenship and they took you away from our land of Australia. And so every time you go in and vote, you're just giving up more of your sovereignty. You're just agreeing to their terms and conditions of the cartel. Why would you do it? Oh, well, Tim, you know, somebody's got to vote. Well, do we? Really? Oh, well, you get fined if you don't. Really? I haven't voted for yonks. They don't fine me. They send me a nice little letter telling me they will, and I respond and say, please take me to court. I prefer to go to court so as I may produce the evidence. And they run a mile. So has the time now come for the reformation of the Commonwealth of Australia? I believe it has. This is the lawful house of the Parliament of the Commonwealth of this country. Not the monstrosity up the hill, not the United Nations headquarters they built in the 80s. No. You see, Australia, give you just a little hint here, right? Hang on, I'll come back to that. So, we the people, we are coming home. We are going to come home and we are going to reestablish our de jure legitimate Commonwealth constitutional parliament. Period. End of story. Now, let me just, one more slide. Here we go. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to action@ourtrueaustralia.com. We belong to or part of the Commonwealth of Australia. And we're going to break that word in two, Commonwealth. Imagine this. Now, the Australian government for ages has not, the corporations, have not bothered to collect the owings on the gas, the natural gas they ship out. And it's billions, it's tens of billions of dollars that's owed to us in royalties. But they don't bother to collect it. They just give it away free pretty much. Anyway, think about this. What about if a legitimate de jure government was put in place and all the mining royalties, gas, coal, uranium, everything, gold, silver, copper, everything we did get, all the royalties were at a proper level, not this discounted mates rates bloody rubbish they're doing at the moment. And at the end of the year, every man and woman of the age of 18 and above would receive their portion of the royalty check, of the royalties paid into the coffers. because it's yours, it's common wealth. And it would be thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that you would be paid on the first day of December. I think that'd be a good deal. I think that'd be a great deal. But do you think these mongrels will do it? No. What about if there was no income tax? That'd be a better deal. What about if there was no company tax? What about if we wiped out all the fuel tax, tobacco tax, alcohol tax, and put a flat 5% tax in place? We'd have more money. We could provide proper services. We could do amazing things if this country was run by those who care about it rather than care about themselves. My name's Tim Dwyer from South Australia. And we the people, we are coming home to our de jure government. And yes, I know I've been saying it for a while, but trust me, you can't do this stuff overnight. You can't just throw the gauntlet and run at it. You've got to put things in place. You must have your documentation right. You must do what's got to be done, and it takes time. It takes time. So keep smiling, guys.